W4HI Mobile, listening.
Good afternoon, Bruce. This is N0TR Tom. How you doing today? We haven't got too far to go. We're just headed home from the store.
Okay, Tom, that's what I'm up to. Just some honeydews, and I'm going to go to one of the local parks on Kiwi Lake and set up my mobile HF equipment and hang around in the car for, you know, an hour or two, just to see what I can get on either 40 or 20. Over.
Good idea. You going to call it Parks on the Air?
PQ on the Air.
So you're doing sideband, not CW, right?
CQ. CQ, CQ, CQ. I just like talking to people, so I do help out the Parks in the Air, but it's, I'm not a contester, so I just sit there and just call CQ, and someone comes back, we chat for a while, and it works out kind of fun. In other few weeks, I'll be going up into the mountains to do it.
Fun. Yeah, me too. I love to talk to people. I have a friend, NY4G, Ariel, and him and Dave, and I can't remember Dave's call. They go out and do sodas, summits on the air. They just got finished doing Mount Mitchell. And they weigh their equipment clear down into the grams and have real light stuff because they climb those summits. And I think that was the highest summit this side of the Mississippi or something like that. It's over 6,000 feet. And that's pretty good, especially for Ariel. He's had some heart problems, and he gets after it. And that's what I'm doing now is heart rehab. I got to go down at 2:30 and ride the bicycles and such. I had triple bypass surgery on August 4th. But they run all CW stuff.
Well, those are for sissies, and I'm part of that. My right side is giving me problems. I've had a knee, the right knee has been bothering me off and on for probably 5-7 years. But it's been in good enough shape that a periodical injection just gets it worse. And I wear a brace all the time when I go out and do yard work and that. Well, me working out at, I think at Clemson, the football game, standing up for 10 to 12 hours at a time, kind of lifted it up. And and I got a shoulder thing that I had one shoulder operation. Well, I didn't look all around, and I'm going to have to go back and have another part done. Shouldn't be as intrusive, but it's still going to be a shoulder thing. So anyway, those are my good parts that are going. Right now, I'm enjoying life. It's 76 degrees, overcast for right now. Be nice to sit in the shade there next to Kiwi in a little while. Over.
This is N0TR Mobile. I agree with you 1,000%. Well, when I was working my last year at the hospital before I retired, I knocked my right shoulder out of joint 2 inches. Tore the labrum, tore the rotator cuff, and got 6 hernias. And so I know what you're talking about with that shoulder surgery. But they did it all with scopes. And heck, I was back going real quick. It's kind of like a hernia surgery. It's outpatient nowadays. I fell on the black ice, and it wasn't any fun at all. They couldn't get to me with 4 guys. It took 4 guys on a gurney to get to me, and I said, you got to have a backboard, because I was laying there and the ice was freezing on me. And they said, there ain't none. They said, they're all used up, Tom, because of people falling. That was the dangest ice storm I ever seen. It's up in Missouri. But They just picked me up and throwed me on the gurney and went ahead anyways. And I had a little bit of a back injury, but they got me inside better than being out in that. Well, I hope you have fair weather and following winds and sunshine, although it's supposed to be cloudy all day, Bruce. Nice talking to you. We've arrived at home and need to unload and get ready to go to heart rehab, I guess. Take care, Bruce. W4HI in 0TR73.
Listen, I'll keep you in my prayers. Recovery is a lot, and you've gone through a lot, and triple bypass is quite a bit. 73, W4HI.